On LSE Share Talk today, we have Jerry Martin. He's the CEO of Horizonte Minerals. The company's just announced that it's been granted a preliminary license. This is for the mining and the beneficiation plant to produce ferronickel. This is also for the Araguaia project, and the environmental agency's given the license. Jeremy, can you tell us what this will actually mean for the project?
Yeah, good morning. Good to speak to you. This is obviously a major milestone for the company. It's the culmination of the last 24 months' work, and that has been social and environmental surveys that have fed into the main state agencies. And what this license actually is, it's part of a three-stage process where you're effectively ending up with an operating mine. And this stage that we've just been awarded, the preliminary license, is actually the toughest permit to get. And what it means, the Pará state government has effectively reviewed the mining scenario, the process plant, the infrastructure around the operation, and from an environmental point of view, that's been approved. And at the decision-making meeting last week, the group that is responsible for approving these licenses, it was unanimous, which is very rare. So everybody from the different disciplines approved the license.
Okay, so that sounds like it's the hardest milestone to achieve, really.
Absolutely. This is the big one. The next stage, and this effectively green lights us to go for the installation license, which allows construction. That's basically a processing exercise where you are putting together all of your environmental protocols, etc. And then once you've constructed, it's a formalization to get your operating license. But this is the big one to get and the big hurdle. So we're very pleased that that's out the way.
Oh, that's good. And then you're preparing for that, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been working on this, as I say, for the last 24 months. And in parallel, we're also working on the pre-feasibility study. And this is a brand new study. It covers our project and the recently acquired Glencore project. It includes the drilling from last year. The resource update will be part of the pre-feasibility. We completed full-scale piloting last year to produce ferronickel. That will also flow into the study. There'll be new capital costs and new operating costs. So effectively, you're looking at a completely new study on a completely new project.
Okay, and obviously that would be the next stage that you're heading towards. After that, what kind of plans do you have for the project?
Yeah, well, I think the key, the pre-feasibility, we aim to show that the project is low capital intensity, which is where the market's at today. The costs will be at the low end of the cost curve. We hope to be in the lower quartile there, and the grades in the upper quartile. So all the things you want to see for a major development project like this. That obviously, in parallel with the preliminary license, it is a big step and shows that the project is now viable. And our next stage will then be to move into the feasibility stage and detailed design, which will be later this year into next year.
Okay, and with the well, considering the nickel price at the moment, I mean, where do you see this project fitting in with the market?
Well, I think it's an interesting question. I mean, today we're sitting at a sort of a 12 to 14 year nickel price low. So let's say we're at the bottom to lower end of the market. Our share price is also at a 5 to 6 year low, and we've just tracked the nickel price down. So what we have, or what we've been working to do in this pre-feasibility study, is to show that this project will actually work and is actually viable at this type of point in the market where you're at the bottom end of the price cycle.
Yeah.
I think the interesting stats out there that are out there today in the nickel space, there's around 50 to 60% of all current nickel production is sub-economic at the current level. So we don't believe, and I think consensus also points to, an improving nickel market over the next 3 to 4 years. And this will be one of the leading assets in terms of being in the right development cycle, moving into that upswing in the market.
What would you say is the biggest risk that you've got with the project? I mean, obviously you've got the feasibility study, and aside from that, I mean, is there any difference in working in Brazil? Is there any challenges that you're finding?
I think we've over the last 12 to 18 months significantly de-risked the project via a number of routes. One is actually producing physical nickel, so we've de-risked the process route. Today, we've de-risked the permitting, i.e., we're getting our permits, and this is now moving through that process. And our aim is that also we'll better demonstrate that the economics of this project are fairly compelling in the current market. So I think those are all relatively low risk. I think we still have overall market risk, i.e., do we have another 2 years of nickel prices at the current levels, which I don't believe we will, but that is a risk. And it's also just maintaining that funding package right the way through to the construction stage. And that's obviously a fairly difficult thing to control in the current market. I think the Brazil situation is actually playing into our favor at the moment. We've obviously got a favorable exchange rate. And as demonstrated by the award of this licenses, we now have very good proactive government support at the Pará state level. They're now talking about combined infrastructure initiatives. So that's really working for us. So I think the key risks are really market and funding.
And you've also got the Olympics coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's.
Do you get out there much?
I'm out there sort of every 4 to 6 weeks, and obviously the Olympics would be a great point to be out there.
I can imagine. So if you give yourself a little break, having a look at the Olympics was
Whether I will be or not is out there at the moment.
good. I'm sure the shareholders want to know that you're working hard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your time there, Jeremy. We're obviously going to look forward to hearing more news from you. But yeah, thank you for speaking to us today.
No, great to speak to you and look forward to updating you with the pre-feasibility.
Fantastic. Thanks for now.